This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We're live 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. Did I push your button already?
I was just thinking, Mrs. Finelli called you yesterday and said, "Hey, John, it's okay. it's not that bad. He wants to do it with you. He wants to be on the air with you. Oh, geez. Hey, thanks so much for filling in so much for us here at USA Prepares. It's Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. John, I was thinking, there's so many things we didn't get through on, we've got scheduled on your list for class on it was Tuesday this week. So many things that were scheduled that we just didn't get through. And you've got some other things you want to cover about airplanes, right?
Well, the news never stops. And
right.
I was really surprised yesterday. I became familiar with the Blue Angels when I was in Navy High School ROTC, and I've been to at least one or two air shows where they've performed. I've also seen the Thunderbirds perform, which is the Air Force version. And these are the top pilots and the top maintenance crews that you can get. And they do some very dangerous flying. And every so often we do lose one of those planes. But to lose two of them on the same day, coincidences happen, but when you look at everything else going on, you have to start wondering. If you remember a few months ago, there was a plane we lost, I think it was an F-16, near the Mexico border. And there was some people that speculated that perhaps this was a test of some of the technology the Russians have, like where they disabled our ship and they brought it over and, just brought a plane down with it as a test and a warning. And you have to wonder if this wasn't where they've brought that inside the territory or they're able to do it from satellite, who knows. And they bring down two in one day, including one that was there for the flyover where Obama was giving a commencement for the Air Force Academy. So given the condition things are in the world, it just makes me wonder.
And so we have not had one of these airplanes crash in decades, right?
I'd have to go back and look. There's been occasions where two of them have run into each other or we've lost two at a time, but to lose two in separate incidences on the same day is to my knowledge, unprecedented.
Yeah. Yeah, and to my knowledge, we haven't had a crash in at least a decade, maybe two. Okay, what's next?
And then we lost at least five and probably more Army members here in Texas. It makes me wonder, once they get the investigation done, find out who thought it was a bright idea to drive across a swollen body of water.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a large Army vehicle, water is powerful.
Absolutely. And I remember my uncle telling me that, when there was some really serious flooding and he had to go across a road that was flooded and water was running across the road back in the, maybe in the very late 30s, possibly early 40s, what they would do, believe it or not, is they would open both doors, like the passenger door and the driver's door, and they would let the water run through the vehicle as they attempted to cross these flooded roads, rather than try to fight the water as a boat, and because the water can just pick up a car and float it right down, right downstream. So that's what they did. They literally opened the car doors to let the water have less force against the vehicle, pushing it sideways. That's when the water was, higher than the bottom of the doors. True story. So how's the flooding? How is it in your area? In your area, half of Texas, right? It's flooded.
There's flash flooding in the area. So it depends on where you are. Of course, when you're closer to bodies of water, it's more concerning. The lakes here in North Texas are not as bad as they were a couple of years ago. The good news is that they're on the positive side. There was a couple I saw that were less than a foot below normal, but those aren't controlled as much as other lakes, so that's actually kind of in the realm of normalcy. So the good news is here in North Texas, we're in pretty good shape for the summer at this point. The bad news, there's been a whole lot more rain south of here. There's been areas of Houston hard hit. There was, I don't remember the town, but along the Brazos River. And they had previously set a record in 1994 for the flood stage of the river. Well, the latest I saw, and it might even be more since then, is that this time it's 4 feet above that. And when you consider that, once a river gets out of its banks, another foot can start, getting into a large area, and 4 feet. You'd really have to see the topological maps to have an idea of what kind of area that's going to affect. And it's not just here. I've seen pictures out of Europe, France and Germany. It's not a good year.
In our area, in our neck of the woods, it's raining either every day for some amount or every other day. And we've been anxious to cut our hay, and we can't. I thought, maybe we could cut our hay on Monday if we have a day or two of sunshine this weekend. But it just rained again this morning, and it just keeps raining every day or every other day, and the ground is just damp, and it's not conducive for cutting hay. So that's going to impact the farmers. And I was thinking about Werner Bach this morning as well. I was thinking about farmers and the challenges that we face, and I believe it's impossible right now for a young farmer and maybe his wife to get 80 acres, to buy 80 acres and the equipment necessary to raise some animals. Let's say a farmer wanted to get a couple hundred acres and raise 100 cows. If you think about it, right now, if you could sell one-third of your herd, Every every year. Let's say you had built up 100 head of cows, and you could sell roughly 32 of them. You get $500 a piece. $16,000, you know, gross, for raising 100 cows. And a tractor might cost you, if you bought a new one, $60,000-$70,000. A baler might cost you $20,000. Then there's taxes on the land, taxes on the house, diesel, fuel. And then if you wanted a hay rake, you know, add another $5,000 into that. And if you wanted a hay mower, add another $10,000 into that. It's not doable. It is not economically viable for a young couple to buy a farm, pay a mortgage note, buy the cows, feed the cows, have the equipment, put in the fencing, and survive. Absolutely not possible right now. And that's what our government has done to us, John. They've taxed us and regulated us into oblivion. And the tractors that used to cost maybe $6,000 in the 70s are now $60,000 now. So I don't know how we can possibly survive this unless we get the government out of the equation.
Well, from what I'm reading, everything's going according to plan.
It is.
And it's going to take so many people by surprise. And for me, it was, you know, if you're paying attention, it's not really a surprise, but most people don't want to pay attention, and they don't want to have their paradigm change. They're comfortable with that, and it doesn't matter if it's totally wrong. It's their paradigm.
Yeah. Here's an all call. Class, if any of you are farmers and you're above the poverty line, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know how you're doing it. And we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Any farmers who are above the poverty line, I'd love to hear from you. And so would John Reagan. I can guarantee you we're not going to get any calls on that.
Well, Tuesday we started talking about the homesteading course I took that changed the way I look at things. And since we have a little bit of time today, I want to add on to what I wanted to bring out on Tuesday.
Okay, sounds great. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back. And remember, if you're a farmer and you're above the poverty line, give us a call, 866-582-9933. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, I just looked up the poverty line. So for a family of four, 2016 federal poverty level threshold is $33,465, $33,465 income to be, if you're there, you are at the poverty line. If you're less than that, you are below the poverty line. If you're above $33,465, you are above the poverty line for a family of four in the United States. So I'd love to hear from a farmer who has a family of four or so who's above the poverty line, you know, from income just from the farm. I'd love to hear about that. Okay, John, back to you.
Well, for those that weren't listening, Monday, I took a three-day homesteading course back in 2010. And before I went to that course, my advice to people was to find or build a community because there is so much to learn. And once I took that course, which was at an intentional community near Waco, they'd been there over 20 years, and they were still learning things. My advice became find a community because it takes so much time to ramp up that it's going to be near impossible to get things done in the meantime. And it was at the end of 2010 when I moved to the Ozarks to a community, unfortunately, even though I'd visited them three times, twice with Becky, and done a lot of research on them on the internet, they were not who they said they were. And we had to escape from there. And we escaped with a single mom and her kids that we thought would be a good fit. And we moved into an Amish house and had started renovating that. Unfortunately, While I'm not qualified to do a diagnosis, it looks a lot like she had narcissistic personality disorder, which is fairly common in D.C., less so at this level in the real world. But it was also an unworkable situation. And within a matter of just over 6 months, failed twice at trying to get ourselves established to make it through what's coming. And we had to retreat to an apartment in Springfield. And, here I am 6 years later, actually in worse shape for what's coming than I was then. So there's a lot of lessons to be learned. In fact, you learn more from your failures than your successes. And I guess on the plus side, if I had been successful at either one of those ventures, I would have been too busy to write the Financial State of the Union. I'd not be on the radio now. And we, at best, would have been able to help maybe a dozen or two refugees. And I'm hoping that my efforts now will allow me to help a lot more people than that. So I guess I can look back and, where did all this start at? And I guess you could start when I was in the Boy Scouts, of course, the Scout motto, be prepared. And the Scout camp that we went to, it was, pretty much real camping. About the only thing they did for us is the camp did have a well, and they had a spigot at each campsite, so water was not a problem. And they had the Scouts, we called them latrines, you might call them an outhouse, set up so that we could take care of the other end. But for the rest of it is, we brought our food in an ice chest, pitched our tents and built our campfires, and you basically lived without electricity. And the only time we had showers was in summer camp down at the swimming pool. And I'll talk about the joys of setting up a camp in the cold and the rain when we get back.
Captain John Reagan's with us. He's giving us information about his first-hand experiences, what it's really like. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and he was telling us about setting up a tent and camp in the rain and the Boy Scouts. And this is something that, that could happen. Yeah.
Yeah, we had our camping date scheduled, but you have no idea what the weather is going to be like when you get there. And when you get the late fall, early spring dates, you know, it's standard time, not daylight savings time. So by the time you get to the campsite, it's dark. And then when you get those days where it's cold and it's wet, it's raining, you have to clear out a site to pitch the tent. And then you have to go collect wet firewood and wet kindling. And I actually got to be somewhat popular. My dad had found how to make these matches that were like candles. Took the Strike Anywhere kitchen matches and you wrap it with cotton string, and then you take that and dip it in wax so that once you strike it, it's probably going to be good for about a minute, perhaps longer. So you can use that to get the kindling dry and start it on fire, which will then, you know, get the larger and larger pieces. And especially on those setup nights, everybody was wanting to make friends with me. And yeah, I learned a lot about, you know, the outdoors, but we didn't do things like hunting or raising food or even, you know, gathering edibles that were out there. I did end up with all the merit badges of an Eagle Scout. I didn't make Eagle because I did my project and the central office didn't like it, and by that time I'd turned 18. And you might be thinking, you know, why'd you wait so long? Well, there was a combination of things. One, the troop I was in, which was one of the older troops in the city, Troop 6, the scoutmaster decided to leave his wife for his mistress, and nobody stepped in to fill the role, so the troop disbanded. And in high school, at least where I was, we didn't have scout troops. They were all at the junior high level, and it took me a while to find another scout troop. And then I had to complete my merit badges and, of course, like I say, the project, which had been approved by my scoutmaster. And at least nowadays, they have forms that you fill out describing the project, and you have approval from the central office before you do it. So that doesn't happen in today's scouting. But you look at what was going on at the same time. I was also in junior achievement, and that was the year that I ended up going to the national convention representing our area and made it as a national semifinalist, one of the top 16 treasurers of all the thousands of companies that us high schoolers had in junior achievement that year. But that isn't, say, the whole story, because I was also acting as the advisors, because the advisors left us, and so I was basically having to serve in that role as well. I was also going to college. I was the only person in my high school doing this. I started taking college the summer before my senior year of high school, and then I was able to take one class each semester during my senior year, and those were computer science classes, which required you spend time. You know, it's not like today where you can just hop online. There you had to go down to the computer center, get on a key punch machine, do your program, dump it in the bin, and wait for them to run it and bring the printouts. And one key punch error, you have to go in, change a card, maybe more, and go through the process all over again. Very time consuming. And then on top of that, I had a girlfriend, and she went to a high school across town. So there were a lot of demands on my time. So, like I say, you learn a lot from your failures. And then when I got into the Air Force, my first 6 years was involved in what the business world would be called disaster recovery planning. And when I went from Scott Air Force Base, where my first 3 years were, to Ramstein, where my second three were, you have to go through some additional training when you're overseas. One of that was at the time called NBC training, nuclear, chemical, biological warfare. I think they call it, they switched the letters around and added R for radiological. So I went through that, and I ended up reading Revelation for the second time and seeing how so much of our modern toys that we have for warfare go hand in hand with what was there. And I couldn't do a whole lot while I was over there. And as soon as I came back to the States, I got a year's supply of food, and it wasn't the best stuff, but it was number 10 cans of wheat, powdered milk, honey, and one can with salt. And I thought I was at least in somewhat decent shape. At least I was, you know, probably better than 99% of the people, and this is in the D.C. area. But I had no understanding of water. I had no understanding of, no real understanding of nutrition. So many other things I had to learn. And even as a 30-year-old with an MBA and living in D.C. for almost 3 years, I still thought that the Federal Reserve was a government agency. So, you know, it's not a matter of education. It's a matter of getting good information and being able to accept it and put it together. And, even though the community didn't work out where we moved to at first in the Ozarks, there was a lot of learning from there because it was a farm, somewhat dysfunctional. We had chickens and turkeys and goats and some cattle, and we even had a milk cow by the time we left there. But for the most part, we had to, most part, like 99.9%, we had to buy our food off the economy. We didn't even have enough eggs raised by ourselves to handle our egg needs. And, you know, with all of that, you know, failure lumped together, that's why I'm really out there saying you got to be ready for this, because when that supply chain goes down, and like I say, the only alternative is that the world's more controlled, and there are no countries that can do anything without orders from above. And if we end up with that one world government, it's even scarier. But I'm looking at what appears to be, you know, the next world war. But I my opinion is actually already started. We're just waiting for it to finish. And when it does, I don't see that there's going to be workable power grids. And that is going to be a change that most people won't be able to adapt to. If you're not living that lifestyle beforehand, you have no idea what you need to be ready for it. And even if you have started it, it takes so much time to learn. It's like anything, you know, if it's normalcy, you know, you might be able to handle it. It's kind of like when you're learning to drive a car. If it's flat, straight road, dry, you know, sunshine, you know, no rain, no ice, no snow, no traffic, it's not too hard to drive a car. But you get out there and it's icy and it's foggy, you can't see, there's other traffic. That's different, and it takes some additional skill to handle things like that. And when you get out there on the farm and you start having problems with the crops or the cows or the chickens, and you haven't experienced that, and you know, perhaps even haven't experienced it with the supply chain down, it's a whole different world. And to try and do that by yourself is going to be, from what I see, an impossible task. And we have been talking about things for years, and still we're not having communities form and getting those skills learned. And time is getting shorter and shorter. Vincent.
John, there was a 1 square mile of land just down the road from us. And I made the all call on the radio that this could be divided up into 2, 5, 10, 20-acre pieces, and we could do it for maybe around $1,500 per acre. Imagine buying 2 acres for $3,000. imagine buying 20 acres for $30,000 as a village. That was defendable, protectable, and we thought, well, we could put in a village center, you know, where a village meeting room, where we could all get together and have classes and learn, and a village garden, and we could be independent but together. We would all own whatever we bought, and we'd work together, like-minded people. I couldn't get it off the ground. Couldn't get more than 5 people interested. Can you imagine that? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I was thinking about that land, you know, 1 square mile, over 600 acres, and taxes, I don't know, maybe $30 a year, $40 a year. Underground utilities, if we wanted them, put our own generation plan in, have a community, or I'm sorry, a village well, several village wells, individual wells, whatever anyone wanted would go. It was going to be awesome. But we couldn't get people interested. And I can't imagine that. Now that land is has been purchased. It's been clear cut, which means that the woods have been turned into stumps. It's an eyesore. It looks like a moonscape. And we missed it. You know, and it's that fraternity of coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know. But people don't. And so anyway, I couldn't do it by myself. But, you know, if enough people, if half the people said they were, necessary to do it, if we got $500,000, we could have bought the whole thing. 1 square mile. $1 million it would have taken. But if we had $500,000, we could have bought it and started selling the pieces, and everybody could have had a piece very affordable. And not that we wanted to make any money. We just wanted to make the village. But we couldn't do it. It's kind of like the expo. Hey, when's the next expo? And can I have free tickets? That's the problem. The problem is there are plenty of people who are willing to... well, if you have a party, you know, you say, so what brings you to the party? Oh, it's the beer. You know, I'm here to drink the beer. I'm here for my vibe. People love to invite me because I'm so much fun when I drink beer. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's kind of how that's where we are. A mess. So I think the possibility of building that village that we found right down, I mean, it would have been right near our farm. Walking distance. Training every day.
It's kind of like what most of the experience is. We can't even get a family together to get ready for what's coming.
Right. Right. And that's why I keep talking about Jericho. Jericho, the series. please, please watch Jericho. You'll see exactly what we're talking about play out on the screen. The personalities, the conflicts, the strife, those who are passionate, those who want to help people, those who fight people who want to help them. It's amazing. It's brilliantly done. And there's one scene, and there's this supermarket, Gracie's Supermarket. She had a small supermarket in a town of a few thousand people. And the power goes out, and then there's the nuclear dust that's headed their way from Denver into Kansas. And they go, well, we got to get food, and we got to bring it into the shelter. So the town confiscates Gracie's Supermarket food. So they give her, they take all that she has, bring it to the shelter. And then they realize that the power's out and the meat's going to go bad. So the entire town eats her supermarket's meat. And the comments made, like, isn't this great? You know, it's seeing everybody, you know, so happy eating at this big barbecue. And she says, yeah, it'd be nice if somebody said thank you. That's where we are. And I've experienced that over and over and over. And it gets old. It gets really old. And I'm sure you've experienced the same thing. Yes, John Reagan?
Yeah. And what amazes me is the more I learn about the skills and the knowledge that's been lost. And while, you know, that becomes an expense in time or money at the current times, that can be a matter of life and death, what's coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One person sick in the family can take down the whole operation. Just one person sick. And you'll see that. You'll see that in Jericho. Several different ways. Jericho. Absolutely required homework. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. John Reagan, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And you can buy his book right there. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.